I think I was basically born into environmentalism. I went on my first backpack trip when I was 6 months old, I think, and we went backpacking a lot, and then I got too heavy to carry, so we didn't go backpacking for a while. And then, I don't know, I just like being outside. I think when I go out in the woods, I feel a lot more calm, and I don't know, the greatness sort of is like you're looking around and you don't feel like your problems are so big anymore, and you realize that there's other things going on in the world. You have the great nights where it's really cold and there's just all those stars and you can't make out like the Little Dipper anymore because there's so many stars. And there's the loons, I love them, and the Northern Lights, and it's just, I don't know, home feeling. The reason I got involved was because my mom has always been involved, and she's always talking about these things that are going on, and I always thought that you can't make a difference, and so now I'm here to make a difference.
Basically, like, I didn't really get involved in environmentalism until, I'd say probably within like the last year to 2 years. Like, I cared about the environment and stuff like that, and I wanted to make a difference, but I wasn't quite sure how. Because, like, I remember when I was younger, we used to go up to Presque Isle in Pennsylvania all the time. And I think it was gorgeous up there, and, like, sometimes, like, the water was kind of muddy and kind of unclear, but the other times we went up there, it was, like, crystal clear, and you could see to the bottom, and it was just so pretty. And then, like, one time on the way home, we went to Geneva Beach. And I went in there, and, like, there were dead fish everywhere. And there's, like, you could see chemicals sitting on the water. And it was just, like, you didn't want to get in the water. And I was like, now how can one part be so beautiful and then one part be so disgusting?